The anniversary of Holodomor is traditionally marked in late November, when the food shortages began resulting in the death of millions. It was orchestrated by dictator Joseph Stalin to force peasants to give up their land and join collective farms. Ukraine, known as the breadbasket of the Soviet Union, suffered the most. Only recently, at the encouragement of the Western-leaning Ukrainian politicians, have survivors' harrowing tales of cannibalism and other desperate attempts to stay alive come to light. Ukrainians say collectivization carried out in their country was an attempt to break the back of Ukrainian nationhood and stamp out opposition to Soviet rule. At the opening of an 80-foot-tall monument to mark the 75th anniversary, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko paid tribute to those who fell victim to the 1932 famine, which lasted until 1933. We bow our head in fraternal respect before all who suffered as we did from Stalin's regime. Russians, Belarusians, Kazakhs, Crimean Tatars, Moldovans, Jews, and dozens of other nationalities, he said. Moscow considers the intensified spotlight on the famine to be part of Ukraine's continued efforts to stick a wedge between Kiev and Moscow. But Ukrainian officials say that Moscow is not being accused of engineering the famine. Konstantin Hryshenko, Ukrainian ambassador to Russia, speaking Saturday evening at the Ukrainian Cultural Center in Moscow, said that Ukrainians want to reflect on the past together, to build a more just and more modern world together. We do not consider that Russia and the Russian people, who themselves suffered huge losses, were also victims of Stalin's terror and lost millions of individuals then, are in any way to blame for this tragedy, he said. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev turned down an invitation to attend the Kiev ceremonies, instead sending a letter that was posted on the Kremlin's website. He said that the events of the early 1930s are being used to achieve immediate short-term political goals, adding that in this regard, the thesis on the centrally planned genocidal famine of Ukrainians is being gravely manipulated. Still, he said, the most difficult pages of our common history undoubtedly need to be fully explained. Emma Stickold for VOA News Moscow.